October is here, rabbit, rabbit. Colder weather is coming in much of the country. There's a pandemic, a really bile-inducing debate, wildfires in the West. Oh, if we only had some noodle soup. Oh, resident chef Kathy Gunst is here, socially distanced, but she has some suggestions. And, you know, first of all, Kathy, does everybody say rabbit, rabbit on the first day of the month, or did I just sound insane?
No, I do that, if I remember. Okay. Of course, I forgot this morning. You listed all the reasons we need some comforting, nourishing noodle soup right now. And these soups are eaten all over the world. Think of Thai red curry noodle soup, Japanese ramen, Vietnamese pho, Taiwanese beef noodle soups, Jewish chicken noodle soup.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's plenty. And you know, sometimes, though, people don't want to make soups because they get blocked by thinking they have to make their own soup stock. So start just weigh in there.
Sure. Stock is the base of all soups. And the truth is, whether you want to hear it or not, that the better your stock, the better your soup, which is not to say that you cannot use a well-respected, reliable, low-sodium box stock. There are several really good brands now. You just want to be careful of the amount of salt you use when you use boxed or canned stock. But the truth is that making homemade stock is quite simple, particularly in these days when we're all home.
Yeah, so you just throw a lot of vegetables that are just about to go anyway in. I'm talking about vegetable stock, and let it simmer. I mean, just is that the basics?
Essentially, you can use peelings and scrappings and chicken soup. You just throw a chicken in a pot with some vegetables. It's really a matter of throwing a few things in, letting it simmer, and bingo, you get stock.
If nothing else, the house smells great. Okay, let's start with Thai red curry.
Yeah, so this is a soup that borrows flavors from several classic Thai soups. It uses red curry paste, fresh ginger, cilantro, and coconut milk. It is not super spicy, but it has this warm, delicious, really a soup with a lot of depth. And then you boil udon noodles separately, throw them into the soup with some fresh spinach and slivered snow peas, and you serve it with all these beautiful garnishes like grated carrots and bean sprouts, cilantro, and chili paste. This is a main course meal, and it's so colorful. It will brighten the most dismal of days.
There you go. And by the way, you say cook noodles separately because, for in every dish, because?
Well, noodles like to drink. When you add noodles directly to a soup, they will drink up all your beautiful stock and flavorings and turn it to a thick mush. So you always want to cook your noodles in a separate pot of boiling salted water. And then you slightly undercook them. Then you can add them to your soup and they won't change the texture and drink up all the work you've done.
They have a drinking problem. Okay, the next...
And they
I
do.
I shouldn't
do.
Joke about that. No jokes. We're not joking about that. The next soup you want to share with us is tortellini and brodo with spinach and Parmesan. Brodo.
Brodo is the Italian word for stock or broth. This is a combination of an Italian soup that uses tortellini, those beautiful they look like monk's caps, actually. Yeah. Stuffed pasta with fresh spinach and grated Parmesan. It also mixes in some of the flavors of stracciatelli, another fabulous Italian soup. And you use chicken broth or vegetable broth. These soups are very adaptable for vegetarians. You can use pre-made tortellini. You basically cook them separately, throw them into the hot stock, parsley, pepper, and then you grate fresh Parmesan cheese over it. This is really a 10-minute soup if you have your stock ready, and really comforting.
Okay, it's just very tempting. We'll have everything at herenow.org. We always, you know, break the internet, so the recipes will be there. And let's go on to the classic chicken noodle soup. It is supposed to have restorative powers.
Yes. Growing up, we called it Jewish penicillin because whenever someone had a cold coming, it was time to make chicken noodle soup. And again, this really, really begs for a homemade chicken stock. But you can make this with a grocery store roasted chicken and box stock. You add onions and carrots and celery and rich, chewy egg noodles. And this is the classic. This is what I turn to on days when nothing feels right, or I just have that sort of tickle in the back of my throat.
Yeah, okay. Just one more quick noodle soup suggestion.
Oh, a quick miso ramen with chicken and bok choy, a real favorite. And then we also have a link to a Greek soup, avgo limono with orzo, the rice-shaped pasta. Quick soups really will warm you up as it starts to get colder out and will warm your heart.
You know, and make your own, some of those little boxes of those kinds of soups. You might as well just open your salt shaker and eat it. Here Now resident chef Kathy Gunst will have everything at herenow.org. Kathy, thanks.
Thanks, Robin. Stay well.